Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness!
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two of Primetime, an SOB edition. Rop out today. We don't know if he'll be back tomorrow. He may not be back this week, but we've got his back, and we will soldier on this NBA draft edition of Primetime. The Blazers with the 11th overall pick tonight. No idea who's going to be sitting there for
if
him.
If Portland trades away Simons just to draft another point guard, I might just give up my fanhood and move on to a different team. By the way, no, you won't. This is the one thing I love about fans. You're a fan. You can like whether it's Dirt, who is just like Dirt's gonna melt down one day over the Blazers. Danny, who's a cockeyed optimist who always believes Portland is one move away from like being a serious contender, and every fan in between those two things. They're like Rop, there's just the apathy. He's like you know, there's all varying versions of it. But at the end of the day, if this team gets good, you'll be back.
Of course.
You can say that you may be frustrated.
Yeah, fully giving up on your favorite team,
you'll
especially when it's your local team. No. That's not happening. No.
And that's why they have you by the balls, or they've got you by the goods.
Except for Swag. Didn't he officially denounce the Cowboys and now he's done with them?
Oh, he'll be back. Shut up, dude. If the Cowboys go back to being good and they go to a Super Bowl, Swag, be like, okay, I'm back.
Well, I've been a lifelong fan.
You'll be back. You will. No one's given up their fanhood. They can sit there and they can torture you for 25 years. And all it takes is that one winning streak that they got, right? What was when they won, like, what was like 11 of...
Yeah,
of,
they won like 10 out of 12 or something, or 11 out of 12 or something.
Mona Center's back! Oh, we're back, baby! Blazers, here we go!
This is the future!
Baby Blazers! So, no, they're going to draft another point guard tonight, and people are going to be like, that's it, I'm done. Until that point guard drops, and it won't even be anything great. He'll have like a 13-point, like 9-assist game, and they'll be like, oh my God, he's screw Cooper Flagg, Yakutunas till I die. They did this.
I'd rather have Yakutunas than Flagg anyways. You can do that fun thing.
Look, I'm not trying to throw shade at Donovan Klingon, but like Donovan Klingon can't play like 18 minutes without having a heart attack. But Klingon would have like a game where he had like 10 points and like 12 rebounds. And people are like, oh my God.
Look at him. Look at him.
I've never seen rim protection like this. You'll be back.
Once we get that cardio up, baby, here we come.
You'll be back. You're not going anywhere. The Blazers have you and you know it. They'll sell to some rich owner and we'll be like, we can pay any luxury tax. The second apron means nothing. We're worth billions.
So I want to ask you something about one of these prospects, and it's I'm asking you from a something or nothing standpoint as somebody who has been through the personnel side of professional sports.
Yeah. And you know, been cut many times.
Yeah, well, I know that, that this specific situation would not have applied to you, but Noah Essanghe, we mentioned him last segment, but he's the French kid who's playing for a German club.
It's weird.
And he's supposed to be a top 10 pick, a lottery pick. And I saw him today by ESPN mocked at going ninth overall.
They invited him to the draft.
So he's been invited, but his club team season is right now, and the postseason is right now, and his German team, I think, a Radio Sport is, they are up 2-1 in, I think, a best of five series, and he's like, well, I'm going to the draft. See you later. And I wonder for basketball people, for personnel people, something or nothing. Is this a red flag, or is this a, well, he wasn't going to be with them after this year anyway, so who cares? Or is it like, well, we'd like to see him show a little bit of a competitive side here.
Do we know how many games, like, I mean, I'm assuming he's going back, like he's on draft night, and then he's catching a, I'm assuming he's catching a flight back?
Because
I saw this story today.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh. But then I was like, I was wondering, like, it's not like it's a game seven that he's missing. So do we actually know?
I'm going to see if I can find out the schedule for that.
Yeah. Because, you know, we do have these wonderful things called aeroplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they leave the Earth's crust. They fight gravity. And then they fly to the other side of the world. And then they land again. And then you get out. So from Brooklyn, New York, right, where this is at, what's the flight to Germany? I'm assuming we're talking like what?
Probably five or 6 hours, maybe 7 or 8.
I would assume it's a little more than that, but I don't know.
Because I think you can go like New York to London in 5 hours, like crossing the Atlantic. So you got to go a little further for Germany. My guess would be it's like maybe a 7 hour flight.
Yeah. So if he shows up and does his draft night stuff, puts on the hat, you know, has a little champagne. Oh my God, a lifelong dream, and then gets on a plane. You know, is that really that big of a deal?
Let's see. It looks like the finals would potentially conclude on the 26th, which is tomorrow. So let's see. Scrolling.
Yeah, it looks like about seven hours and some change, depending on where you're going into Germany. So you're fine.
Germany's a great city.
Yeah, it is a great city. So you just, you know.
So they're playing Bayern, and they had a game yesterday.
Okay. And he played in that, right?
I think he missed that one.
Oh.
So,
well, then he's a bum. And
because
he
left, they had a 2-1 series lead.
Yeah.
And they played yesterday, and it appears they lost yesterday. Mm. And it appears there will be a final and deciding game five tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't know that he'll be back for that.
All right, so he's going to miss it.
He's missing the most pivotal games in the series, essentially.
Look,
I don't know if it's something.
I don't love it, but, you know. I would like to believe in that situation that I would stick around and play with my team in a championship. But, I mean, at the same time, we talk about college athletes and bowl games. Your goal isn't to win the Bundesliga or whatever German. That's not your goal.
For these young guys, too, it is finding the absolute best stepping stones or even catapults to the league. All it is. It's, oh, the G League Ignite isn't actually that effective anymore. Go play in Europe. Go play in Asia. Go do something. Go do a prep league or what. Like, it's all about just finding the best spot to showcase so you can make the next jump to the thing that you eventually want. But it's still team sport.
It's a little weird. We went to the Hops game on Father's Day,
mm-hmm.
and I was talking to my kids about it, and you know, they explained to them about minor league baseball, and I said, you know, kind of the weird part about minor league baseball is none of the players care if they win.
It's all about how you perform individually, basically.
Especially at just A ball, right?
Like, of course, yeah.
And we had this big discussion. I was like, their only goal is to get from A to AA to AAA. I would assume that's the same sort of thing. Like, and I know that sucks, but you know, if you're a player at the Hillsborough Hops and you said, hey, I can have you hit 360 and you're going to win no games, or I can have you hit 270 and your team wins the single A championship, guess what? Nuts to you, losers. I'm hitting 360 and I'm moving on. And so it's just, you know, I'm not going to kill the kid.
And as someone points out here, the whole point of him playing for is to up his stock for this.
Yeah.
If he's already a lottery guy, what if he gets hurt playing in the finals for Then he's not getting drafted in the top 10, probably.
Valid point.
So, because somebody else asks, is it like college players sitting out of bowl games? I will say no to, in part because those bowl games are exhibitions unless you're talking about the playoff.
Yeah.
Whereas this is actually the championship of the league. So yeah. I think they're a little bit different from that standpoint. But if you're still just looking as college as the feeder system to the pros and the ultimate goal is the pros, then yeah, I mean, yeah. I get it.
I don't fault the kid. You know, and
I don't either. You do you, Noah.
None of the NBA teams are going to care. If you think that kid's the seventh best player and you're going to draft him at number seven, you're not going to be like, well, he left the
bad teammate. It's draft day. No one showed up to his birthday party.
Exactly. I do enjoy that, right? That was that Kevin Costner piece of crap.
Yeah, they had the Browns had the number one pick or something like that. And
it was like this
they were going to go with the QB, and then they're like, wait.
He was a generational player.
But no one came to his birthday
party. It was Peyton Manning, basically, and they're like, all his teammates hate him. We're not doing it. Oh, God. Gotta love Hollywood.
All right, the draft about 45 minutes away. Ah, who are we kidding? It's really more like an hour away, considering coverage starts at 5.
Dude, they are going to stretch that damn thing out so long.
We've got a little, we do have in the news coming up in the club later tonight, how ChatGPT may be melting our brains in the unique way that you can greet your friends this summer, the hot trend out of Rolling Stone.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. But a couple football notes coming up next. Some things going on with the Ducks and another quarterback on the other side of the country running his mouth. Get to that next. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, the Oregon quarterback carousel has stopped, at least in the recruiting realm. We think we know what's going on under center, or at least out of the shotgun for the Ducks this coming season with Dante Moore in the fold. We know that there's an Austin Novosad there as well. We also have a Luke Moga and Akili Smith Jr.
You know who you don't have? Ryder Lyons.
Ryder Lyons. That's correct. That's correct.
He's going to be soaking at BYU. Suck it.
Because the Ducks have taken some swinges on some very big quarterback prospects. They were down to the final two for Jared Curtis, who selected Georgia over Oregon. Then they were in the final two for the aforementioned Ryder Lyons with the cool California hair. And he committed on the Pat McAfee show, of all places, to BYU.
Nothing says good Mormon boy like Pat McAfee show.
Going to do his mission and then go to BYU. I guess it's going to be an abbreviated mission, so really he only misses one football season.
I don't know how all that works.
I don't either, but Nemec was talking about this on his recruiting show, and essentially for kids who wanted to do this or pursue football more quickly, you can graduate early and then start your mission essentially early and then curtail it a little bit late. And essentially, you've just got an 18-month window to fill, and then you can go do your football
thing. As someone who served a fake mission to Toronto, I'm not aware of... My fake mission was wonderful because I spent no time in the lovely city of Toronto.
So, what did you do?
Nothing. I just got tired of answering questions, especially from girls.
Whoa, that's an upset.
Well,
they were the wrong questions.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, like if you were like you were interested in
what are we
in a lovely lady, they would ask you, which I found a little hypocritical, where you went on your mission, and when I respond with I didn't go on my mission. I got a lot of tood thrown my way, and so I just figured it was just easier to just lie and say that I served a mission in Toronto.
Oh, so I see. I thought you actually did have a mission in Toronto in which you didn't do much. But no, you didn't even go. It's just an easy place to say and no one's going to fact check it.
Yeah, I just faked. I don't know why. That's kind of
perfect because it's far enough away and it's another country. It's not necessarily exotic, but you got the French-Canadian thing and there's enough information about Toronto that you could BS it a little bit and BS it and finesse it. And
I've
suddenly
been to
you're
Toronto.
There.
It's
there
a lovely city. Yeah. I thought it was pretty nondescript and take Toronto. And so found it also hypocritical when they were very judgy if I didn't go on a mission. But as soon as they told them that I went on my fake mission to Toronto, they were apt to do things. I was like, interesting. So yeah, as a proud server of a 2-year fake mission to Toronto, I can tell you, Ryder Lyons, his 18th month, whatever he's doing, good for him.
So Ryder Lyons, also not a duck, which means that we have turned Eugene into Beaver Nation. Bryson Beaver from Murrieta is Murrieta, California, that is, not Georgia. He had 33 touchdowns against 6 picks his last season, and he selects the Ducks over Alabama, Boise State, Auburn, Bowling Green. He had a whole host of offers.
Weird. I love when you hear that he was deciding between Alabama, Oregon, and Bowling
Green. So I just realized
something tells me Bowling Green wasn't in the top of the list.
So I realized what happened here. They moved Oregon to the top because he did select them, and then after that, they did visits. So he had been to Boise, and then they went alphabetical. So it went Alabama, Auburn, Bowling Green, Coastal Carolina. Yeah.
Had that real tough decision to make to want to go play for.
But his biggest and best offers were Alabama, Auburn, Colorado, LSU, Ole Miss, Utah.
Okay.
So he's a 4-star. And
he'll be a Florida State Seminole in a year and a half. And then
something like that.
Oregon's next quarterback is probably playing. Oh, let's go with Purdue. I don't know.
Sure.
Breakout freshman at Purdue.
Could be. Or
you know, maybe Washington State, somewhere in the new Pac-12.
Now, I'm trying to dig up the exact the news story about it, but you did mention Florida State and their quarterback. And
oh yeah, dude.
This is a doozy of a story.
For no reason. My man's just like setting headlines on fire.
Yeah, and so I'm going to find the exact quotes that he made, but basically this new signal caller at Florida State who played at Boston College is out there saying that without Nick Saban, Alabama really isn't all that.
No.
And they play Alabama this season. I don't know what the spread is on the game. I will be laying the points with Alabama.
Yeah, it's Tommy, is it Castellanos?
Castellanos.
Is it Castellanos?
Yes.
Oh, so it is Castellanos.
He was the starter for like half of the year with BC. Yeah. He got hurt. He was good. Then he was kind of bad. He's interesting.
Yeah, he's got some confidence.
He said, I'm excited, man. People don't know if they know, but you go back and watch every first game that I played in. We always start fast. I dreamed of moments like this. I dreamed of playing against Alabama. They don't have Nick Saban to save them. I just don't see them stopping me. Wow.
All right, well. I mean, I suppose, right? You got some confidence coming from the big high-profile program of Boston College, and you're taking a big old steamer on Alabama.
And my understanding,
kick the old hornet's nest,
is that he basically got benched at Boston College and then transferred before they could say that he got benched. He didn't even play the full season, and essentially he got out of there and was like, oh yeah, I can run the ACC. And you're like, wait, really? So
that is true, because he set the whole ACC on fire as well.
He went on to say, I feel like I tore the ACC up my damn self for the last 2 years, and now I'm with a squad. I hope people don't think that Florida State is going to be the same team it was last year, because we have weapons. People can't just sit back in zone coverage and watch me. Well, and then it says Castellanos was 5-8 against ACC opponents as a starter for Boston College.
Well, I mean, he torched them.
I guess. But, you know, it's a fascinating era for personnel in college football because, and we've talked about this with Joey too, but like the idea of a guy coming to your school, waiting his turn, staying around, him being a part of the program, less dudes play now, they're moving on. So he stopped playing at Boston College, he found a new spot. Florida State's like, we love him, and chances are he won't be there next year either.
And I just love that. And now the ACC sucks, and so does Alabama. By the way, I would like to officially say that I am hoping that Alabama beats them. I think, Bam, I saw 12.5 point favorites.
Yeah, I saw 13.
13. I would like the final score to be 63-6.
I think they'll cover that 13 in the first half. And yeah, you're probably looking at a four score victory.
I want Kalen DeBoer to run up the score so very much, just so that Castellanos has to stand up on the podium. There's nothing better. And look, dude, I love confidence. I never had any sort of confidence like this. I have no idea why you'd want to go out and be like, I'm going to kick everyone's ass. But it is hilarious.
When someone
does the Iron Ball McGinty play and then just gets their teeth kicked in. I love it.
Well, you've said this recently too. Right now, we're in an era where getting attention for clout on something that could come back and bite you is not a concern of anyone's at all. No one cares about what you could look like later. No. You got clout now. You got attention now. That is what you craved. And the other one, I don't even know that we got into it, but the Diego Pavia comments from a couple weeks ago where he basically was, you know, he appealed for another year and got it, and he's going back to Vanderbilt and basically said, oh, yeah, like I had offers to go to the Big Ten, but like no one wants to go to that weak conference.
He called the Big Ten trash. Yeah. And it was on, I think it was like the Bussin' with the Boys show.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, dude, they've won the last two national championships. And he's like, whatever. You play at Vanderbilt, for God's sakes. What world are we living in that the Vanderbilt quarterback is throwing shade at Michigan and Ohio State?
Because he gets the privilege of getting his ass kicked by LSU, Ole Miss, and Alabama all in the same season.
And some donkey that got benched at Boston College is now throwing shade at Alabama.
And who are you?
By the way, Florida State won what? Two games last year?
Two games.
What? Dude, I'm telling you, this generation, this is like my old man thing. I am fascinated by whatever, what is this generation we're talking about?
Gen Alpha?
Those guys would be Gen Z like me.
We talk a lot of trash.
I think Gen Alpha is beginning of high school right now. I think they're just starting high school.
I am just fascinated with the all attention. It doesn't, whatever you can do to put it, it's the same reason like kids like commit crimes and film themselves doing it and then put it on the internet. It doesn't matter what it is. Like you said, as long as I'm on camera and as long as someone is talking about me, I will be the biggest horse's ass on the planet and it doesn't matter. And I'm just, I just want, does Vanderbilt play a Big Ten team? Because I want Vanderbilt to lose to like a mid-level Big Ten team by like 30 points. And I want Alabama to just curb stomp.
Just remember, Diego Pavia never lost to Alabama.
That's true.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, right.
He beat him. He's never lost to Alabama.
So their schedule does not appear to have the Big Ten on next year. No, they open with Charleston Southern before playing Virginia Tech and South Carolina. Well, it looks like they might still have an open date.
But it's a fine line between confidence and jackassery. And I just feel like the young kids now, dude, they hopscotch that son of a bitch like seven times a day.
Jackassery? I don't care. Give it to me. It's unbelievable.
I got this. That male bravado. I'll fight a gorilla. I don't care. I'll land this airplane, whatever.
What's wrong with you people, Will?
Hey, I'm not claiming them. I'm leading from the front. They are going to fall in line eventually, but right now they're not going to fall in line with me.
We think. All right, enough sports for now. It is time for us to move over to In the News, what's been going on around the Portland and national scene today. We'll get to that next, but first, Ortner S Sports Center. Welcome back to Primetime, careening towards the 2025 NBA Draft. Your Portland Trailblazers, your new look, Drew Holiday-led Portland Trailblazers, picking 11th overall this evening.
The second time around for Drew Holiday to the
That's
Portland
right.
Blazers.
The second
Two-time
stint in
Blazer
Portland.
Great.
Loved it so much, he's pissed to be back. We think, allegedly.
Allegedly, according to a report, which I totally
Which now get. Been disputed, but well, that's you, neither
you,
here nor there.
Well, you know, you can't be pissed and then say that you're pissed.
Of course.
Unless you're one of these Castellanos dip S's from BC and Florida State, then you can say whatever you want.
I guess you
professionals,
can.
You tell people that you're pissed behind the scenes, it gets leaked, and then you shut up and you're like, no, I wasn't really pissed. It's like when you're, you know, you do this in relationships all the time. You just, you know, you it's easier sometimes just to placate and be like, I'm fine. Hey, how you doing? I'm fine. It's the appropriate answer. When anyone asks you how you're doing, just, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm great or I'm fine. How about that?
Now you start pressing me on that, I'm not going to be
exactly.
fine.
Exactly. Just leave it be. I'm fine.
Well, today is Wednesday, June 25th. It is time for In the News. And let's see. A lot of days today. And you know what? This is one that you might appreciate because it was his birthday. It is Bourdain Day. Were you an Anthony Bourdain guy? It seems like, you know, the traveling, the food eating, that could be right up your alley.
He could be a little pretentious for me. It's like, definitely, I get it, you did heroin once, but let it go.
He earned that internet reputation about being maybe a little too cool for school, but like, definitely an adventurer and eater through and through.
I will say this. If you had to, money aside, because it's easy to just say, I want $1 billion.
Sure.
So you take money aside. Well, and the suicide thing as well. It's,
yeah.
Dude was battling some demons.
Yes, he was.
But just at face value, if you had to trade lives with someone, careers, adult lives, Bourdain is like...
You could do a lot
worse. Like a top five. I've always thought David Attenborough for me.
Yeah.
Again, I'm taking the money outside of it. It can't just be, I want something to pay, I want to be the richest guy.
Yeah.
Right? Just... David Attenborough to me has always been like, oh my God, I want that life. Think about what that guy has seen and done. And Bourdain is that. Like that
he is that for like travel and food.
And two things that I absolutely, I'm not the foodie he is.
Sure, but you can appreciate that side of it.
I appreciate interesting cuisines. I love to travel. And I love that whenever he went somewhere, it was not four-star resorts. That dude would get down, and that's if you travel and you stay at the Four Seasons, you don't travel.
Yeah.
You're just going to another American resort.
You're going to a preferable climate with your own regular creature comforts.
No, get in the mix, and Bourdain did that, and for that dude's life was, in my opinion, a top five. If I had a Freaky Friday swap, minus the depression, I'm taking Bourdain.
Well, and that's the thing like that I think is a really hard thing to achieve with travel. I think a lot of people go places and do want to have the authentic experience, but there's a certain level of comfort and things that they're okay with doing.
Be uncomfortable.
Neighborhoods they're like comfortable going into, but he had figured out how to really get to the core of like a city or a place's culture. I mean, that's what Parts Unknown was all about. It's places you've heard of, but places you wouldn't go in those places that you haven't heard of. And I think exposing a lot of those places to the rest of the world was a really cool thing.
Yes,
it's also National Goat Cheese Day. Are you a goat cheeseman?
Love all cheese. I've never met a cheese that I didn't like. Stinky, whatever, I don't care. Cheese is great. I'm lactose intolerant, and I suffer every time I eat it, and I don't care because I will continue to eat it because cheese is delightful.
Like goat cheese on my pizza.
Oh, goat cheese on anything is good. And for everyone that's like, oh, if you eliminate cheese, you can eliminate this part. Yeah, if you eliminate cheese, you eliminate like 30% of my happiness. Go to hell.
It's National Catfish Day. The fish, not the Manti Te'o situation.
Nothing wrong with a little catfish.
I
want to do a noodle one of these days.
You want to do what?
I want a noodle. I want to catch catfish with my bare hands.
Oh, okay. Like catfish noodling,
I want to go down with some swamp people like in the Mississippi.
That seems like fun.
Yeah, what are they? What was that show? River Monsters? Was that what it was called? The one where they...
Yeah, that thing's terrifying. Like, that dude catches like fish that'll kill you. I just want to go somewhere and like you just... You know, you're like in... there was...
The catfish mudding or whatever they call it.
Like noodling.
Yeah, noodling.
You just go down there and you catch one with your hand. I just want to do it once. If someone was like, I got an invite, Sook, we're going to go catch catfish bare hand. I'm like, let's go.
Is that hard?
I don't know.
I don't even think it hurts. Like, you just stick your arm in the mouth.
You gotta wear like a glove or it does hurt.
Well, yeah, for sure, so you don't like lose a finger. But they don't have teeth.
Yeah, they have teeth.
Not strong enough to bite your arm off.
I don't know. Salmon have teeth and they will rip, like a king salmon will rip them.
Well, I'm not noodling with a king salmon.
I think catfish have teeth. I do think you have to wear like a protective glove.
Interesting. Because it does seem like a unique experience that could be fun, but I would like to know exactly what I'm putting on the line before I get involved in that.
I would do it once. I don't want to be a swamp person. I just want to do it one time just to, I don't know. It's the Anthony Bourdain thing.
Sure.
I want to catch a fish barehanded once in my life and then be like, I'm never going to do it again.
Catfish have teeth, but not in the way that you think. Now, this is according to Google AI. They have a lot of small, closely set teeth used for gripping and holding as opposed to biting.
So they'll just hold your arm into place and never let you go?
Says the main symptom, by the way, severe pain and inflammation at the sting site. So I'm just, I think that's why you wear the, you wear
there's
like
an arm thing.
Okay.
Yeah, give me like a chainmail something or other. I don't know, get some cosplayer to give me his chainmail armor thing. Let me shove that down a catfish's gullet and then let's fry it up.
The catfish isn't a good fish, right? As far as I feel like the only time you ever see it, or the only fried. Way you ever see it prepared is fried or blackened, because like the flavor isn't that great and the quality isn't that great either.
I've spent some time down south. I love New Orleans, and they always have catfish dishes, and they're almost always fried. I don't think it's a super tasty fish on its own, but you fry anything, you cajun it up a little bit, you put it in some gumbo or whatever, like a good catfish gumbo. It's tasty.
Now,
like a stew.
Another thing you can do with fish, it's National Parchment Day. You ever put your fish in parchment paper? Like, do they, like, you put it with some veggies and lemon, you, like, tie it up and throw it in the oven?
No, by the way, fish should only be cooked outside. Don't cook fish in the house, then your house smells like farts.
Yeah. Don't reheat fish, period.
No, that's wrong.
Ever. Your home, someone else's, the workplace.
Fish is an outside.
Do not.
Fish is an outside sort of thing.
Do not do it. All right, I have news from, let's see, this is in Eastern Washington. A teenager rescued after falling several hundred feet down a cliff near Riverview Bible Camp. Now, the incident...
Note to self, don't go to Riverview Bible Camp.
The incident happened when the three boys were climbing cliffs about a mile from the camp. One teen fell and the others found him unconscious but breathing with a head injury. The teen's exact location initially wasn't known, but they were wet, cold, and concerned for their friend's survival. After about an hour of searching, when they finally located him, the two uninjured teens escorted to safety, and they were able to airlift the injured team out of there. They do think that he's going to make a recovery. The U.S. Air Force's rescue squadron stationed at Tacoma Creek was what took care of that, and so... Scary situation that it sounds like is going to be okay.
Shout out to the rescue boys, and that's scary.
Says a lot of people coming together. Says the rescue involved Border Patrol, Kalispell Tribe and Fire Rescue, Penned Oriel Fire and Rescue, Penned Oriel Sheriff's Office, Penned Oriel Search and Rescue, and the U.S. Air Force, and a volunteer firefighter, a former camp manager.
He must have been in a really precarious
community
spot.
Coming together. And I think part of it, too, was that when the boys didn't come back right away and they didn't know where they were, they needed people to help search. And so it may not have been that all of them were involved in the evacuation, but all involved somehow.
Be careful out there hiking, especially if you're in a bad relationship and you're going with your spouse. Don't do it.
We have a fire-related lawsuit. I don't know if you saw this, but the Rowena fire that had been burning since... June 11th. It's now 99% contained.
That's good.
But there's now been a lawsuit accusing Union Pacific Railroad of having sparks from their trains that ignited the fire. So, I mean, I feel like usually when we have this stuff, you know, you hear lightning strike, you hear the dumb kid or a firework or a gender reveal, God forbid. The lawsuit is saying that they believe that the fire was started by friction from the tracks and sparks caused by a Union Pacific train. So I don't know what the precedent is for...
Is that like an act of God or like...
Yeah, and is it... I mean, I would imagine some sort of sparking happens naturally with the friction between a train and the railroad track, but... How much and how severe and...
If only someone had been raking the railroad tracks. And if the rain from heaven went drip, drip, then we would not be dealing with this sort of thing. I have no idea how any of that works, but I mean, look.
And it'd have to be a fascinating court case, but I don't know what the expectation is on the railroad.
How do you know, by the way? Like, what sort of investigation do you do to determine that sparks from a...
Well,
like,
basically,
how do I know it's a spark as opposed to someone who was out smoking a heater?
Yeah, they did. I mean, they did an investigation that ruled out lightning strikes, but they did believe that it was human caused.
That just seems like a broad jump from it wasn't lightning strikes to it was a train. I don't know.
It says Union Pacific is fully cooperating with the state investigators. And they did their own extensive investigation.
Let me guess. They determined it was not spark.
Have found no evidence today that their train caused the fire.
Yes, I often investigate myself and I find no wrongdoing whatsoever in my personal life. I'm often shocked at the moral character that I show on a day-to-day basis, much like this fine railroad company who did a thorough investigation and found no wrongdoing on their part whatsoever to cause hundreds of millions of dollars in fire damage.
Well, we've got a local suspect at large and also a new penalty for some offenders to our north. We'll get to that when In the News continues right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A good question coming up on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. We do have the NBA draft coming up here, and we need to decide on what our official draft sounder is going to be.
I thought you were talking about the guy that said how many beers is appropriate for 9 holes after work.
Oh, that, I mean, that also seems like it merits discussion.
That answer to that question is 6.
Oh, okay.
6 is always the appropriate amount of beers in any situation. How many beers? It's 6. It's fine.
Okay.
You're good. You're good with 6. Anywhere from 4 to 6 and you're solid.
Now, for the NFL draft, we just had the brand new I Love Tesla drop from the POTUS, and that was what we used to announce. Because I think you were maybe not here for that. I think
no,
it was Rob and Nemec, right?
I was in Italy.
That's right.
I was visiting the dead Pope.
Yeah. Let's see.
So I missed it, yeah.
I love Tesla.
In 20 whatever years, that's the first draft show I've ever missed.
Now, I have an idea for a drop that we could use to get people's attention, including our own, when those are about to air. But I will take suggestions on the fan text line or on the YouTube channel. So if you think that you have a notification drop that we should include for those draft picks, let us know.
You can also get the power snatch.
You're snatching a selection with there's a loose
connection there. Maybe, I think that's a drink at the sports bra.
Great ass!
Probably not the Pacino. We had a carjacking in Northeast Portland.
Is that still a thing? You don't hear a lot about carjackings anymore.
You don't. Now, it's different than... I mean, I guess I didn't know the difference between an armed robbery of a person in a car and a carjacking. It appears that the carjacking is actually they steal the car as well.
Yeah, the armed robbery is just they're like, hey, give me all your stuff. The carjacking is you have to get out of the car Grand Theft Auto style and you just take the car.
So, is it a carjacking if you steal a car but no one's in it?
No, then that's just Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's right.
Although maybe it's just theft. I don't know what makes it Grand Theft. Like if you steal a jalopy, is that just like
auto theft?
Crappy theft? I don't know. But like you... Yeah,
hoopy theft?
That's auto theft versus carjacking. I think carjacking way more serious than stealing a car.
So around 4 a.m., authorities responded to a call at Northeast 108th and Hasalo Street in the Hazelwood neighborhood. Residents were told to shelter in place as there was an armed carjacking suspect. They found the car. They watched neighbor, I guess people who were there saw suspects flee into the neighborhood, but they never found them, and they called off the search hours later. Now, I don't know enough about the ins and outs of law enforcement to know if, like, this is
Officer Buckley, a
trend or whatever, but didn't we just lose the guy to the golf course who was, like, shooting at people?
The
like,
Smalling
it
guy.
Feels like people are out there, and basically, if they just stop their crime early enough, they can get away. That's what I'm learning from the last couple of crimes in this city.
I like that we can do it no counties. Like, he's no longer a threat or an imminent threat.
They found the car. Yeah. The person's okay. The suspects don't have the car. They're just gone. Yeah. And anyone with information is encouraged to call 911. I'm like, okay.
So that crime is basically done.
It's just, well, that was that. We
maybe
tried.
We're at the state where it's just we lack resources.
Good
therefore,
job. Good effort.
Right? Like, got the car back. It's a little scary.
Didn't see where they went.
Didn't see where they went. Do you have a great description? I mean, what do you want? Detectives working in shifts? I know it sucks. But I think, hasn't everyone had something happen to them where, like, when you call the cop's like, I don't know, man. Like, are you in danger? No. Did you get your stuff back? Yeah. Well, I don't know. You fill out, like, an online report, and then you know that just goes into the, like, the atmosphere, never to be seen again. Like, forever.
Yeah, the secret file that no one ever
the
looks
secret
at.
Secret file, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you are committing crimes, just stop in a timely fashion and disappear, and no one will ask questions.
The fine line between vandalism and art strikes again. We'll go to the fair city of Seattle for this one.
That is a fine line, by the way.
Because we're talking graffiti here, Jace. Yeah. And obviously, any metropolitan city, you see a fair amount of it. Apparently, the city of Seattle spent $6 million cleaning up graffiti.
Yeah,
in,
graffiti is
in 2024.
Really expensive to clean up. And I want to start a graffiti cleanup business because I think the whole thing's a sham.
Well, this is loosely related to that, or I guess indirectly related to that, because we may soon be on the verge of seeing the city sue the graffiti artists for their damages.
I am all about this.
I thought you might be.
Dude, this I couldn't be more on this, because I've said many a time, graffiti really bothers me, because it's stupid, it's petty, I get it, but it makes your city look like crap. Now, if you're putting up like a kick-ass mural, like,
if it's something that's commissioned as art, that's a different story than someone just writing a name on an overpass.
I'll even go, like, if you're this and you do something that's really creative and it looks impressive, I'll maybe like, dude, you're a jackass, get permission. But at least it looks artistic. But if you're out tagging stuff, I absolutely hate that crap. It costs a lot of money to clean up. No one thinks it's cool other than your dumbass. And it just makes your city look like trash. And that bothers me. I want so bad for people to take this crime seriously.
So what they're proposing is that when they catch you tagging, there's a $1,000 fine, and then you have to pay the restitution to cover the cost of removing your tags.
Yes, absolutely. Dude, start hitting them where it hurts. Because there's no real penalty to any of this crap.
No, I mean, it probably light misdemeanor type thing,
yes,
but
start hitting them in the pocket. Whatever, where can I vote for this? Whose platform is this? I'm all, let's go.
Let's see. I think that this is being proposed on the city council.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, city attorney Ann Davidson presented legislation to the city council and public safety committee on Tuesday that would authorize her office to use civil litigation against these taggers should they be able to identify them.
Yes.
And so it also says that they already have a queue of about 20 taggers long already lined up to go after now, because they go on to say that their experience is that many of these folks, quote, have jobs, resources, cars, and condos, and the only reason they
do this
is for social media reputation.
Yes.
A lot of this is for promotion online under their tagger names. So a lot of them are not even trying to hide it. They're proud of it, and they're like, well, you're going to pay for it then.
Hells yeah, dude. Nice, like, you got a little condo somewhere? Cool, we're seizing that. Hey, you've got your sweet lowrider car with ground effects? We're taking that too. Absolutely best thing I've heard come out of the city council in years.
There's a 41-year-old dude named Kyle Andrew McLaughlin who's part of a group that was making a documentary called Make It Rain Seattle that included him and a bunch of other taggers taking credit for all their work. They may all be prosecuted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I absolutely love this.
I think that's going to do it for In the News today. Got one more story, but I don't think we have time to get to it. We may tackle that one tomorrow, but we need to keep moving.
Hot draft
because, yeah, that's right. We're going to see old Skeletor himself come out there, and then we're going to sit around and wait for a while. You know what I really like is when they have the deputy commissioner come out and do his thing for the second round. But by the way, we're going to have to talk about that too. Did you know they're not doing the second round tonight?
Yeah, they're doing the second round gets its own night again for like the second year.
Which is...
no one cares. Nobody cares, NBA. Not even NBA fans care.
We can discuss, and we will. Coming up, Hour 3. Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.